had a name for the man that sold it. He was a bootlegger. But now for the, this whiskey, oh, I believe I ever heard of.
We talking about those, about the vegetables. I ask you a few other things, Theo. Sometimes you grow them in the garden, little red things, a peppery like you. Little root vegetables.
Carrots? No, no, not carrots. Carrots, parsnips, and radishes.
And the white thing, when you, a lot of times when the women cut it up, it made tears come to the eyes.
Onion.
They ever have little small fresh ones that you could eat?
Oh.
What would be any special name for those?
No, they're just sweeter, but I didn't know special.
What about, if you were making up them, or did you, in Florida, have you ever had any gumbo down there?
I know what you're talking about, but I never do.
You know, the kind of vegetable that some people put in it, I'm not sure whether it's getting grown here or not. It's a little green pod, kind of fuzzy, you know, burning, you know, what I'm trying to.
I order soup, and this is thicker and heavier. They're all right, so.
You know what kind of vegetable that they might put in? It's a little green thing, and it's kind of really a fuzzy like, and it grows about this long. You have to cut it. You don't pull it. You actually, you know, cut it.
Cucumber?
Do they ever grow? They grow much okra around here or anything?
Yeah, I like it. Now, we didn't as a kid. We didn't let okra run, but they do now.
That's always been, I guess, in Alabama, a real staple vegetable.
Oh, and everybody, not everybody, a lot of people knows I like it, and we don't garden much. They're always bringing me okra.
It is good. My wife makes a lot of gumbos and soup.
And my wife, she goes for soup a lot, but sometimes she never gets into this gumbo.
I guess it. We're not that far from the coast down there, so we could get, you know, seafood and that pretty easy.
When we stayed at the motel down there, we stayed at the motel for several years, friends of ours, only didn't we help them get it. And the lady next door, or second door, well educated, but she'd retired in Maine, and she drifted off down there. Now, she was smart, very intelligent. And she went out to the restaurant there and got her some eggs or whatnot, and they brought her some grits. She went to us. And she said, I didn't order no cream of wheat. And they said, that's not cream of wheat, that's grits. And she didn't order his grits. So we'd get out there and talk and carry on around about and fish some. We're talking about fish and hush puppies. And she whispered to my wife, said, what in the world are they talking about? Hush, what's a hush puppy? Just different parts of the country.
Yeah, and that's pretty much something that originated down in the South. And it really, unlike, I guess most people in the country know what grits are now, but they don't really know things like hush puppies.
I believe I got over in North Carolina and the first grits I ever ate. They just brought them out, and I didn't ask what it was, but I liked the taste of them. Pretty good, I like
it. I know. I'm mentioning this corn dodgers is a funny term because it means different things. Now, when my grandmother talks about corn dodgers, she means the kind of cornbread that she cooks down in with turnips. Down in with those things.
I've heard of that, but I haven't did it.
And I don't know many people in this area who I guess that's pretty just something down there. I'm talking about different kind of foods, and also, yeah, an apple or a plum, and you leave it around a long time, it'll dry up and do what you say.
Dried apple, or I don't know too much about a plum.
Or an apple, so what would it say to the skin, it kind of, or